From the Gospel of John, chapter 18. So Pilate went back into the praetorium and called Jesus to him and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "Mine is not a kingdom of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my men would have fought to prevent my being surrendered to the Jews. As it is, my kingdom does not belong here." Pilate said, "So then you are a king?" Jesus answered, "It is you who say that I am a king. I was born for this. I came into the world for this, to bear witness to the truth." "Truth," said Pilate, "what is that?" The Trial of Jesus. After Jesus' night of prayer, he is arrested. Why is Jesus arrested? He enters Jerusalem. He cleanses the temple, ushering in a new cult, new worship. He gathers crowds around him. He performs miracles, the raising of Lazarus. And so the authorities find themselves afraid. They're afraid that the Romans will come, destroy the Jewish temple, the Jewish nation. But who is it who puts Jesus to death? Who were his accusers? When John speaks of the Jews, Pope Benedict tells us, he's not talking about the entire race of the Jewish people, but rather the temple aristocracy who had to defend the temple. Mark speaks of the crowds. Who should I release, Jesus or Barabbas? The circle of Barabbas' supporters who condemned Jesus to death, not the Jewish people as a whole. But what did Jesus actually come to do? He did not want a political revolution. He came for the opposite, a separation between the religious and the political. His is a non-political kingdom. How is this achieved? Through the radical stripping away of all that is external, the power of the cross. In this sense, those who condemn Jesus to death actually participate, contribute to God's will being carried out. And so we find the conversation first between Caiaphas and Jesus. "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" Caiaphas asks. And Jesus responds, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Jesus claims to sit at the right hand of the power to come from God. Blasphemy for the Sanhedrin, an attack on God's uniqueness. And so Caiaphas tears his garment. He exhibits all of his power in front of Jesus' weakness. And here too contributes to the fulfillment of the suffering servant. And then we have Pilate, the Roman governor, who asks Jesus, "Are you a king?" "It is you who say I am a king," Jesus responds. But his concept of kingship is one of powerlessness. Its essence is bearing witness to the truth. "What is that?" Pilate asks. A very serious question, Pope Benedict tells us, bound with the fate of mankind. I quote, "The world is true to the extent that it reflects God. It becomes more and more true the closer it draws to God. Man becomes true when he grows in God's likeness." So bearing witness to the truth means giving priority to God and to his will over my interests, over the interests of the world and its powers. This truth is the real king that we wish to enthrone in our hearts. This is the true liberation. This is the true criterion of being, answering our deepest questions. Who am I? Where am I going? What should I do? What is right and wrong? Pilate sacrifices this truth out of fear, releasing Barabbas, and not Jesus. Behold the man, Ecce Homo. It is Jesus. It is man himself that is manifested in Christ crucified. In him the suffering of all those subjected to violence, the downtrodden, the powerless, are taken in to Jesus' crucified life. A life that will be raised. God cannot be taken away, even in those who suffer most. God is on the side of those who suffer.